Hey, voice dubbers, how's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's a great day for a pronunciation challenge. Today's video is why cities can't get rid of rats. Rats are super annoying, they are everywhere, and it's just really hard to get rid of them. They look kinda cute to me, but they carry diseases that will give you nightmares just thinking about them. Like bubonic plague, also called Black Plague if you pay attention in history class, then hantavirus, leptospirosis, rat bite fever, and salmonellosis. Wow, these words are so hard to pronounce. Scary, just too scary. I've had several rat infestations and it was just so troublesome. It took my family an entire month just to clear out one single rat. Have you ever had this experience? So, let's just watch this video today and find out more about why cities just can't get rid of rats. But before we do that, let's take a look at our sentence today. They're extremely patient when it comes to new foods. They'll taste just a tiny portion at first, wait to see if that food makes them sick. And only if it doesn't, will they consume the rest. This is called delayed learning, and it's why rats are notoriously difficult to poison. They're extremely patient when it comes to new foods. They'll taste just a tiny portion at first, wait to see if that food makes them sick, and only if it doesn't will they consume the rest. This is called delayed learning, and it's why rats are notoriously difficult to poison. Alright guys, let's move on to today's vocabulary. 好，今天第一个单字我们就要来看到 portion。portion 这个字呢，它是一个名词，它的意思是食物的一份或是一刻。所以我们常常在餐厅点餐的时候，这个字就会非常的有用，它是用在食物上比较多。那我们来看一下这个例句。The portions are very generous in this restaurant.Which is why our family always comes here to celebrate birthdays.
这家餐厅的菜量很足，所以我们家最喜欢在这里庆生了。
这个句子里面的 generous 的意思就是大方，所以如果它的 portions are very generous, 意思就是它的分量给的很大方，就表示它量很多。那如果我们在看电视的时候，常常会看到某台啊，它有很多国外的厨师，他们都会说 Be generous with the seasonings. Seasonings 就是调味料的意思，所以他就说你在调味的时候大方一点啊，哎，不用怕太咸啊，因为食物的调味其实非常的重要。好，再来我补充一点，我们在点蛋糕的时候，我们常常会说 A piece of cake.Piece of cake 这句话呢，它也有哦，小菜一碟，非常简单的意思。但是我们今天学的这个单字 portion， 它可以取代 piece， 所以下次你就可以说 ，Can I have a portion of that cake？ 哎，可以给我来一份那块蛋糕吗？再来，我们来看一个片语，叫做 portion something out。portion something out， 这个意思是分配或分享。那我们先来看这个句子 ，Let's portion the bags of rice out。To the people in this village. 那讲这句话的人呢，他就说，让我们把这几袋米分给村子里的人吧。他们有可能是公益团体到一些比较穷困的国家，要把米分配给村子里的人。接着我们来看下一个片语，叫做 at first. At first, 它的意思是起初、起先。我们来看个例句。At first, I thought Dan was just joking about getting a dog.But then I realized he was serious.
意思是起先我以为 Dan 说要养狗只是在开玩笑，没想到他是认真的。所以呢，各位，我们如果要在领养动物之前呢，我们一定要先三思，因为养狗是一辈子的事。
那我们来看另外一个同义的片语，叫做 in the beginning. In the beginning. 例句是 In the beginning, it was just a small family business.But after several years, it developed into a world-famous company.
一开始这只是一个小本生意，但在几年之后却变成了闻名全球的大公司。这个小本生意呢，在句子里面叫做 a small family business， 就是有点像家庭代工这个样子，就是一个小本生意。再来，我们来看下一个单字，叫做 consume。
consume， 它是一个动词，有指大量的消费、吃或喝，就是大量的意思。那这个单字呢，它有很多用法，它对于conversation 啊，或是写作都是非常好用的一个字，用了加分。那我们先来看第一个例句 ：Steven consumes a huge amount of chocolate every month。Steven 呢，他每个月吃掉大量的巧克力。Consume 在这个句子呢，它就是做吃来用。接着我们来看下一个 consumer。consumer 就是一个名词，它的意思是消费者的意思。那这个字呢，我们在英文的新闻啊，或是商业财经都会常常用到。那我们来看一下跟 consumer 有关的常用语，像是 consumer rights。就是消费者的权益，这个非常重要，大家一定要记起来。再来是 consumer advice， 就是消费者的意见，这字也是非常的重要。那我们来看一下它的例句 ：The consumers were furious about the shop's dishonest advertisement of their products。消费者相当不满这间店对于自家产品的不实广告。所以句子里面这个 furious 这个字，就是消费者很生气嘛，因为他们觉得被骗了。那 dishonest 其实它就是 honest 的相反，就是不诚实。 advertisement 就是广告的意思。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 delayed。 delayed 这是一个形容词，它的意思是延误的、延迟的或是延期的。那我们常常可以用来说你的交通被延误了，比如说火车误点，就是 the train is delayed。或者是你的行程被耽误，那影响到下一个你要赶的行程，就是 My schedule was delayed。 那我们来看一下这个例句 I informed my boss that I would be late for work because my train was delayed。 我告知我的老板我上班将会迟到，因为我的火车误点了。接着我们要来看下一个字 Notorious。 Notorious 这个呢是一个形容词，它的意思是臭名昭彰的、声名狼藉的。大家要记得这个字呢，它的意思是负面的。作文其实非常好用，但是绝对不要用错了，也不要用在自己或朋友的身上。那大家要注意的这个点是 notorious 后面通常会接 for， notorious for， 就像我们也会说 famous for 是一样的意思。那我们来看一下这个例句 The city we are traveling to next monthis notorious for its red light district. 我们即将前往的城市是以它的红灯区而声名远播。那这边这个声名远播呢，是有一个上引号跟下引号的，意思是它是相反的意思，有点像反讽这个样子啦。下一个我们来看一下下一个单字叫做 poison。 poison 它是一个动词，意思是下毒、毒害、使中毒。那在影片的话它是动词，因为它想要毒杀那些老鼠嘛。那如果名词的话就是指毒药。我们来看一下这个例句 Mark's tea was poisoned but no one knows who did it。 Mark 的茶被下了毒，但没人知道凶手是谁。那我们今天来补充一个比较好玩的好了，如果各位喜欢读诗或是浪漫文学的话，这个 poison 这个字呢也可以当成爱情。比如说你爱一个人爱到无可救药，你真的真的很爱他，没有他不行，我们就可以说 You are like a drug to me， 或者是 Your love is like poison to me， 你的爱对我来讲是毒药，或者是你的爱就像毒药一样。好，各位如果想要看这个用法的话，你们可以去看《暮光之城》 Twilight 的第一集，就是那个男主角吸血鬼 Edward 就跟 Bella 讲了这句话。然后呢，如果想听歌的话，你们可以去听 Kesha， 就是恶女凯莎，在八年前有一首歌叫做 Your Love Is My Drug， 都有用到。所以如果你们有兴趣也有时间的话，都可以去听听看。 Alright guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you for listening and I hope you guys had a great time. And please make sure to leave a recording because that makes me very happy. And I will see you next time.